Hare Krishna. Just on my way to European Religious Leaders Conference. Today is going to be more about managerial issues, financial issues, organizational issues. Seems like they got those as well. Yesterday we had roundtables and other discussions. I participated in one roundtable discussion, which was about the restriction of religious symbols in the public space, and that's something that's quite a hot topic here in Europe. Can Muslim women cover their faces, wear black robes in schools, universities, in public? Can, for instance, I have tilak on my forehead, walk in robes? Can Western architecture accommodate Hindu-looking temples, mosques, religious schools, restaurants, old-age homes, things that stand out from the norm? Sure, democracy means you can do everything and anything that you want in your home, but to impose your values on others, is that something that you can do in the public space? So we had some representation here from Swiss government, who just recently passed legislation of not having minarets. In Switzerland, it was a national referendum, and he defended that it was something that didn't really fit into the cultural milieu. It offended people's cultural sensitivities. Anyway, when it was time for me to talk, I suggested that those who propose some type of restriction in the public space could take a lesson from India, where you can do wear anything, practice your religion at any time, anywhere. And that type of diversity seemed to lead to unity and diversity, rather than trying to get unity in some kind of homogeneity. And of course, we know that from those who've been to India, that that's what goes on. People wear their religious symbols, they chant their songs and mantras, they worship even on the street, all variety of Hindu deities, what to speak of Islam and other, and people live side by side. And why not? Who said that this is offense others' cultural sensitivities? I raised the issue that, for instance, here in Switzerland, everyone walks around in Western clothes. Western clothes is certainly not culturally representative of what real Swiss dress is about. A nice, colorful Swiss short pants that men wear, and so on, and embroidered, somewhat similar to Hungarian traditional dress. And yet people have gotten accustomed to that. They've adopted, or they've given up one type of cultural dress for another type of maybe quote-unquote cultural dress, maybe not so cultural. And what about offending? Is it just something that we have to take care of when it comes to religion? Why not the fact that women can walk around practically exposing parts of their body? That has become the norm, and yet it can be taken as being offensive to some. Why don't we take that into consideration? So I propose that what we call the public space doesn't belong to anyone to dictate how people should dress and look. And as one priest had mentioned, that one's religion is such a private, personal thing, that why should that or the expression of one's religious belief be brought out in the public? And I pointed out that why not? Why do we have to hide who we are? If that's who we are, if that expresses who we are, why in a democracy cannot people be who they are? So I suggested that one do consider the model of the world's largest democracy, India, where over 800 million people have just voted now in an election. And as long as people really aren't breaking the law, let them then wear their religious symbols, let them express their religious beliefs in public, and don't try to restrict that. And in that way, you will have unity, but you'll have it in diversity. Hare Krishna.